literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I can start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We are, baby.
I'll sit and tell you my stories. Shine on me. And I will find a song. I will sing it just for you.
Yeah. But it's got, it's, you know, I don't know how it happened. Because, you know, when I was a baby, when I was a young man, right? Because I would see
those things are very two different.
I was a baby, young man. When I was a baby, young man, you know what I mean? At eight or nine or whatever.
8 or 30.
Right? I would probably look, I would probably analyze my penis maybe 10 times a year.
Oh, I love looking at my dick when I was younger.
Yeah, yeah. God. But like really analyze it.
Oh,
I would stretch the, you know. Yeah.
Hold it, weigh it.
Uh-huh. What?
I'd go into somebody's bathroom and lay on my side by the scale and just set it right on that scale.
Oh, wow.
If they had one of them little scales.
Yeah, yeah. And I used to put glue, I used
on your penis?
To make molds.
Yeah, Elmer's glue on my dick.
Mold.
Oh, wow.
To make a mold. Try to make a mold. Okay. Yeah.
Dang, that's beautiful.
And show it to my mom.
You guys ever pull a worm out your butt before?
Oh,
what?
Hello.
What happened?
Cut. That wasn't part of the line, baby.
But I respect what you're talking about. And I respect all women. And I think that.
But you guys didn't have worms when you were younger?
No.
One time I was getting head and I lined a fucking line up on my dick for the girl to snort.
Oh, yeah.
But the coat got moist and she wasn't able to do it. And then I had to take like a fucking paper towel and like wipe it off my dick. Dark days.
Dude, one time a friend of mine got a blowjob from Jennifer Capriati on top of a restaurant in West Hollywood.
I don't know who that is. Is that a famous person?
Nah.
Oh.
And while it was happening, he stepped on a glass skylight and fell through into the kitchen.
While getting head.
Isn't that awesome, bro? I mean, it's awesome and it's also super, it's not awesome as well.
Imagine just falling into a kitchen with your dick out.
Dude, imagine fixing up a bouillabaisse base and a fucking white dude drops through.
Preparing a charcuterie board. Boom! Just penis out, half erect.
Yeah, bro. You just imagine you're struggling to open a jar of capers and a fucking big white dude falls through with his wank hanging
dick out.
Oh,
man.
I had
happened?
Semi run in with this girl. Nice girl, pretty
You've
nice.
Talked about this before?
Not in years.
Not for a while.
Okay, well,
she wanted to have the baby. We ended up making love, and she wanted to have the baby.
She got pregnant.
She didn't. But she said she felt pregnant.
Okay.
And when somebody's Native American, they
Native
feel
American,
pregnant.
If they felt it, then they're probably pregnant. Yeah.
She did a rain dance and fucking.
Yeah. Oh my God.
No, he's right here.
Bro.
Yeah, dude.
She
was
like, 4 score and.
Yeah. She's like, I feel pregnant.
She went home and her
what?
She went home and her grandfather was like, something is different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, what, Papa?
They told it.
You have life within you.
Around a campfire. Yeah.
You met the Rat King, didn't you?
The Rat King has put his seed inside.
Yeah. I smell cheese.
I saw an
owl.
What we know, though, is that you met a very nice,
beautiful
Indian girl,
young lady.
And you didn't use a condom.
Never.
Or did you?
Never.
I don't know if I did or not.
I know you did.
I'll answer
I know
that.
You didn't then.
No,
so I know you
did it.
Yeah. If you don't know you did or not, then
you know
did.
You did.
I would bet that I may not have.
Right. Okay. And why? Okay.
Dude, in cocaine. Oh, go back to that vest story, man. So here's what happened. So I would do some cocaine at 1,000, put on these different vests.
How many did you buy again?
I don't know. I spent too much on them, but I would probably say the priciest one I had was probably about $210. Nice.
Damn.
Yeah. And so I would get fucked up and put these vests on and put on sunglasses and no like Buffalo Bill shit, but at least partying by myself, you know? And one time I was making a smoothie, you know, cause I got like a new, I don't know what kind of blender it is, but it was pretty nice. And I was making like a nice smoothie and I'm fucking coked up. I'm partying, you know, I'm living high on the hog.
Word.
Got these two vests on maybe. Right. And I thought, I thought I heard something outside. Right. Which is kind of weird to even think of. When you have a blender going, right? So I leave out of my apartment to go in the hallway, lock myself out with the blender going. 2:30 in the morning, coked up out of my brain, right? Now I have to go to my landlord, dude, who lives right down the hall.
Oh, no.
And tell him, like, hey, man.
2:30 in the morning? I got locked out. The blender's on, son. Oh, my God. He must have hated you.
Oh, the blender shorts out and smoke happens. The fire alarm starts going off in the building right as I'm at his door knocking, right?
Oh, my God.
So now he's pissed, and he's like, what's going on? And I didn't know what to say. I told him that I was throwing a late Christmas party, dude. It was fucking end of January.
How old were you at the time?
Huh? Oh, this is 2.5 years ago. So I was 35. Bro. So he comes back to my apartment, right? He's fucking pissed. He unlocks the door. There's nobody in there.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, man. But that's it. It was fun.
Oh, my God.
That was fun.
How long did you live there for?
I still live there.
Whoa.
Yeah, we've patched out. I mean, we've kind of, you know, like I've caught him doing some things. So I think we're all even.
Fucking bald, man. Let me ask you something right now, dude. And this is a real question, dude. Mm-hmm. If like people in this country had a disease, right? Mm-hmm. And they're all going to
die. What's
my
favorite disease?
No, the only way to cure it is if you suck my dick. Mm-hmm. Would you suck my dick? I'm talking about billions of people, bro.
Well, billions of people, what?
What do you mean, what?
Well, you said, like, basically, you said, would you suck my dick?
Billions of people? I was like,
yeah. So, this is it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And no offense to you, I just don't have anything else to say, and I feel bad talking this much. How long would it take for you to drink all the water in an above ground pool? Oh, man, this is fucking good, dude. I don't know, man. Probably. I bet 1.5 years.
It's a very solid answer. You'd be surprised how many people are like, 3 days.
Oh, no way, dude. Bro, and also, you can't drink consecutively. You can only drink about 1 gallon straight before, like, the electrolytes in your body switch up and you can die. So, dude, I drank 1 gallon at my buddy Tim's house one time. Fucking went to take a nap. Bro, pissed on his floor. 12 by 12 square foot room, dude, and the pool touched all four walls, bro.
Wisconsin.
What's up, Theo? Brendan? I'm just out here, thick boy, eating a snack. Okay. Don't trust a skinny snacker.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Respect.
And when you eat Oreo, you have to have milk. There's no debate in that.
Mm-hmm. I debate it.
But I can pick down a lot because I eat mine with a fork.
Oh, that's strange.
So I got a debate club. When you dip in the milk, using fork or fingers? Gang, gang.
Okay. I am a huge proponent of the fork. I use forks when people, I use fork with an ice cream. If it's cold enough, I use fork with the ice cream.
That's stupid. Okay. That's
no,
stupid.
It's not, dude.
That's
you so get more.
Okay, guy.
All right. So you're mad. Because I enjoy something, which you're always getting mad at me for fucking being negative.
But with a
and
fork?
I enjoy using a fork. So I enjoy something. So now I can't even like stuff, right?
No, what's weird?
You are an inmate who is not locked up. If you are eating ice cream with a fork. You are going to hell, boy.
I like using. Here's what. When
No, that's like, hey, you know what, dude? I'm going to eat this stromboli with a piano. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to finish off this soup here with a photo of my grandparents.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I like.
Brace yourself for double the disappointment because when I confronted my family about not having my back when an older family member molested me, I didn't get the reaction that I wanted. And it kind of made me spiral even more because I'm like, oh, what was the point of even attempting to open up with them? And I would be forced into this situation with my abuser, and I'd have to spend Christmas with him, and everyone's just like, come on, it's Christmas, like, let it all go. And I'm like,
I love Christmas.
I know, my favorite. But so I would say manage your expectations.
I love it too. Sorry. I love it too.
You stop, bro.
Would you rather go to jail for 1 year or go to jail with a Rubik's Cube and you can leave when it's done? Oh, man.
How quick you think you can do a Rubik's Cube?
Fuck, bro. A science one, huh? I'd go to jail for 1 year. I think it'd be great. These days, relaxing, get some reading done, you know, get in shape. You know,
maybe get beat up or raped them.
Yeah, get some diverse friends.
Okay.
How long would it take you to do a Rubik's Cube?
A Rubik's Cube? I bet I could probably do it in 1 week.
but you want the year in jail. So you could get out in 1 week, but you'll take the year.
Oh, dude, I'd love to have some time to just relax, honestly. And I'm a pretty simple man, as long as, if I'm in there. I heard the lights are on at night, though. That would be the part that wouldn't do.
And it tastes so good. Dude, I used to leave City Grill in Tucson, Arizona. Dude, I'd get in the car, bro. I'd put in Abbey Road. I had a cassette tape, dude.
yeah,
had a cassette tape, bro, and I'd put that in, and somebody stole my passenger seat out of my car, dude, and I didn't give a
fuck, the whole
bro.
Seat.
Yeah.
You had and a race I, car at that point then.
Yeah, it was just like if you got in the front, you had to sit in the back, you know, it was like that. And I would just
so
put
we
that
asked
in.
Your brothers, what was your biggest accomplishment in high school? Theo.
What was my biggest accomplishment in high school?
Mm-hmm.
Probably sex.
Just sex in general, like having sex dirt nights.
I'm trying
eight.
To think: is it, can anything be applicable?
Yeah.
Biggest accomplishment in high school.
Man, damn, these are I don't tough. Even know what mine would be. I'm trying to think of.
You better think of it, huh?
Yeah.
Probably just being a bitch. Both of y'all. Let me think. It is tough. High school. What
was your biggest accomplishment? Not getting a swirly on a Thursday or some shit?
Giving you. You would give them.
I got, yeah.
Imagine getting one with your hair now. It'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
It'd be refreshing. It's okay. Nice water.
Biggest accomplishment in high school for me, you're asking me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Take your time.
I would probably say... having friends or sex?
Friends or sex. Well, all right, Chris. And anybody can shout out their answer.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah,
I thought we were taking turns.
Yeah,
okay.
I think maybe for me it's either like doing musicals and plays. I was fucking, you know what I mean? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or it might be.
That's
you
your
know,
biggest accomplishment?
In high school?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I was really happy with that, yeah. Doing that. Or
were you like a lead though? You know what I'm saying? Or were you just got in the background?
Yeah, I was a lead.
Were you in Car?
Grease?
No.
I did do Grease.
Car?
Of course you did. Car is not a musical. Car is a thing you drive, and we all drove
one. It's also a famous song by Tracy Chapman.
Car? Just you car? Car?
Dude?
Were you in Car? Are you an alien?
He thinks you're Lightning the voice of Lightning
no,
McQueen.
No, the singers where you wear the thing, the bow tie? Were you in it?
Are you saying? Are you saying choir?
Oh, there we go.
Choir. 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 How do they spell it?
What the fuck is wrong with you, bro?
They spell it choir. You,
whatever. Martin's daughter over there. Fuck you guys. Both of you guys are fucking tripping, bro.
Yeah, this is it. That's weird.
One of my favorite books is Where the Crawdads Sing. And
it's so good. I read it.
You read it?
Yeah.
I've been trying to get him to read
it. It's unbelievable.
It's the best. It's the best book. And I love the way her life in the marsh and all of that, how she just kind of learned it in her own way when it was better than any other encyclopedia out there. I want to test it out.
Did you really fucking read the book?
Yes, I did.
Because I got the audio book.
Yeah.
Should I listen to it?
I mean, look, at this point, yeah, might as well, you know? You got the audio book. You've already taken all the freaking brain work out of it. Now you're asking, should I listen to it? Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
Don't strain yourself, but get out. Get out there.
It was a weird thing because at first it was just like a few people, and then I think other people just. Oh, one thing about the suites I noticed, people, you could walk into any suite. I walked into one on accident. It was FedEx, right?
And it was all good.
Oh, dude, you're chilling, and then there's like a little like glass like this between the next one, and mm-hmm. Drake was standing right there drinking a soda.
He's
right?
My fave.
So it was like so nine white guys, you know, because that's who FedEx is.
Right.
If you get past the cardboard is a brown front.
Yeah.
Once you get past the packaging, it's fucking white as fuck.
But yeah, but it's
this guy is coming up in the world, not just in comedy but in general.
72 days of pornography.
Mm-hmm.
72 days very off proud. Of pornography.
Yeah, we just talked about it last week.
Oh, that's
very
right.
Proud,
72 days. If you got to smell a full bag, that's daddy.
Is that you, daddy? Is that daddy?
Is that full bag of
that's
juice?
That's daddy. Wow.
That's daddy. You guys hear
I thought I heard something when you walked in.
Oh, yeah, that's Coom, baby.
Yeah.
That's Coom. That's
Coom.
That's Coom.
If you were sent back to the Roman Empire with a fully charged iPhone, do you think you could take over the world, dude? Fuck no, dude. I think they would probably beat you up. They would say you're gay, and they would beat you. If you want to be honest. And no offense, if anybody's gay, I might be gay.
You know, when I was on the show, I did Portland Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And the second show.
What club?
At the Helium.
Mm-hmm. How was it?
It's okay.
Yeah.
Fun. And I was on stage, and then I was doing a bit, and all of a sudden, I just shit my pants.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever shit in your pants on stage?
No, I've shit in my pants like in a couple of different places, but I've never shit my pants on stage. But you
and I stopped the show.
Yeah.
Oh.
I went good night, and I went backstage, and then here's the crazy part. No, it was the first show Friday night because then I took my pants down, and there was a load of shit in my pants.
Oh. No warning.
No, you don't have leaky shit.
Oh my
God. Yeah, and then what happened was,
who cares what happened after that? I'm saying this is already disgusting. And it's already like, here's the thing,
guy. I know, but can I just finish my story, guy?
Yeah, you can.
All right. So I go to the manager. I go,
Manager? Like they manage your fucking asshole, dude?
No, I go,
grow up.
Can you go to the store and get me Imodium AD?
What?
Right.
Because you had a second show.
From what? Imodium AD from what? The periodic table?
No, Imodium. No, that's not an element, bro.
Yeah, it is.
No, look, Imodium AD.
Where does honey come from?
Huh? Yeah.
Honey
come from trees.
Come from the woods.
Yeah. But he wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Oh, give me Imodium AD.
Because he's a fucking adult, dude.
No. How am I going to do the second show if I have diarrhea?
I don't care. Wrap your body in something, dude, and get out there, shit boy. You know? Paddle the fucking riddle, shit boy.
You get the underwear.
The deal is, all of the features I have aren't necessarily attractive. I get it. My nose, my eyes, my mouth.
Your forehead.
You could argue for my mouth. My forehead.
Keep
my
going.
Hair. You could argue for my forehead or my mouth. But all the other features, they're not good if you put them on other people's. But the way they come together on mine and the way I fucking let the line shine through out of it, I may not be hot. But boy, is there something about me, dude. Yeah. And you know it.
You're like,
it's the X Factor. It's gold.
That's the
X Factor. And that's way better than being a fucking chair.
You don't know algebra.
Better than being a good-looking dude. You think, yeah, exactly. Some people are good-looking and have the X Factor. Me, I figured it out.
That's why models and TikTok people start to do stand-up.
Here's what does it for Chris that helps him out.
Uh-huh.
And
we
I'll
go.
Say it, and
here
you don't go. Have it, and you might have it. He has a... he has a length of neck that I do not have. If I had an extra half inch of neck, you'd be fucked.